And thank you, Tessa, very much for your very generous contribution to this very good cause. To friends like Sister Anne Marie, who I know spoke earlier, and Grace, who I've known for many years, it's a pleasure to be with you. There is no reason why cities should not be safe. Nobody has to be violent. It's not in the DNA, it's not automatic. They're all choices people make. They're all choices. And when people, particularly young men, are tempted to be violent, the most important people to influence them are family, are parents, are sisters, are brothers, are their girlfriends, are their wives, and are other members of their family and their friends. And the ability we have is the ability to act as pressure to restrain those of our sisters and brothers who become aggressive and violent in our city. And can I say to you young women here, the most influential people to reduce violence by men, mainly on men, are women and young women. You are the people who can be most influential. And the places in the world, like Northern Ireland, where peace has come, has been because women have said, we have had enough of the violence. We will have no more. And what I hear people saying today in SE1, in Southwark, in every other London borough is, we have had enough. It does not have to happen. We are determined it will not happen. And we are going to raise our voices and our influence to stop the violence in our city. So today we stand together in solidarity to make our city safe. Not just proud, not just Jubilee, not just Olympics, not just cosmopolitan, not just wonderful, but also the safest city in this country and this world. That's our ambition. And let's pray and hope and work and influence to make sure that happens. Remember, violence and danger is a choice. It's not a necessity. And these things can be changed. Thank you very much.